This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Chris.
And so far, this has not been confusing.
Yeah,
we don't. I've been able to distinguish between the two of you. Hopefully, the listeners are also not confused about which Chris and their other brother Chris.
Despite the names, we really look different.
Oh, quite.
Which helps Daryl out tremendously.
Yeah, one of you has glasses and the other one doesn't. Well, one of you has gray hair and the other one doesn't. Have gray hair.
He has some hair. Come on.
I didn't say he doesn't have hair. He doesn't have gray hair.
I am missing a bunch of hair on the top, if you're tall enough.
I am, too. That's why I like wearing the headphones.
Oh, are you?
Sort of covers.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
You weren't aware that he was wearing headphones?
No, that he was balding on top.
Yeah, there may be a little thinning up there.
Thinning, yeah. That's what I like to say. But,
euphemistically.
Yeah, exactly.
So we spent the first hour talking about the court case, or rather the court ruling in Chicago. The case itself is still mostly sealed, so we don't have a lot of details, but the judge did rule that in this particular case that the government agents could not just tell everybody in an apartment building to push their thumb against all of the Apple devices until one of them unlocked.
Was this really in a whole apartment building they were trying to go after?
It said a building.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it was an apartment. It didn't really say what kind of building.
That really wouldn't surprise me. They've been extending it further and further. I know they've actually tried to search houses next to the places where they got warrants for the houses next to, because they're within range of a Wi-Fi access point, which seems absurd.
Well, and there have been times where the cops have just shown up to the wrong house. They've shown up to First Avenue South instead of First Avenue North.
I've seen videos where they get a warrant for one address, like in a duplex. They break into they get the warrant for the wrong address. They break into the mistaken one that they got the warrant for, and then they break the door down between the two apartments in order to get into the one they want.
Right.
Yep.
That's not unethical or
no, it's totally unethical, but unfortunately courts wind up saying, oh, you just made a mistake, so therefore it's okay.
Right. Governments and generally forgiven.
And the worst part is it's against they're targeting reporters, actually, in the case that I'm thinking of.
Right, and we're actually going to be getting into an article where the White House has apparently told certain reporters they're not allowed, and so other reporters said, all right, you know what? We're boycotting your event. We'll get to that in moments. But first, to the phones, 855-450-3733. We've got James calling in from Laughlin, Nevada. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just want to chime in. I understand civil liberties. Trust me. I fought overseas for this country, and I understand what you guys are saying about civil liberties. But the simple fact is, if you're doing something wrong that's endangering somebody, i.e. child pornography, i.e. terrorism, to me, that's the same thing as being arrested with a felony. You lose your rights. That's per the 14th Amendment, is you have your rights so long as you abide by the law of the land. Once you have fallen from the law of the land, then you lose your rights to civil liberty. I mean, you're still protected as far as right to a fair trial. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty. But if we go on the premise that you guys are stating that he can't get into it, well, you know what? You shouldn't have been doing what you were doing. I'm sorry. And just to chime in on your extra thought going in forward, CNN is fake news. I mean, they take words out of people's mouths and twist them totally around to where they're not fake. That's why their ratings are dropping. So CNN was banned because they falsely said that the White House was asking the FBI to stand up for them. No, that's not what was said. And I'm tired of CNN, MSNBC, NBC, all these liberal networks telling me that I'm thinking wrong or I hear wrong. That's the problem. Like Nika said on that she thinks that the media should control people's minds. But either way...
I was go ahead and finish your thought because I had a couple things I wanted to say. Go ahead.
But, you know, we've been told what to think for so long. You know, I don't even consider myself Republican anymore. I'm a constitutionalist. And I will fight for your freedom. Like I said, I've fought overseas. I've been deployed 3 times. I'm going back over there now as a civilian. And I will protect anybody. But there's a price in that, and the price is you have to be a law-abiding citizen. The price is you have to be a legal. If you want to come in this country, come in here legally. That's the price you pay for the freedom that this place, that America provides. Because let me tell you, until you've lived overseas and you guys talk about UK and Africa and China and stuff, go live over there. Go live in Saudi Arabia where they'll cut your head off. If you drunk drive and kill somebody, you don't. Mm-hmm. You get a trial. You go before the king, and if he deems you guilty, you get your head chopped off. Point blank and period.
Okay.
So I think America provides a lot of freedom, and people need to wake up and realize there's a debt to be paid, and liberalism is not paying a debt. Liberalism, by definition, is to me. Is going against the Constitution because
First off, you've covered a lot of ground here. So first off, I just want to say that we're not liberals on this show. We're libertarians. And Chris, you had some things that you wanted to address.
Yeah. So I wanted to kind of, I guess I'll go in reverse order and you guys might have to help me if I miss something here. But first of all, the idea that, that people who come here illegally do not possess the same rights that people that are here do. I would say that there's a strong body of writings from our founders and framers that negate that very idea, and that's why the term protection of the people is used frequently in the Bill of Rights. It's used frequently in the Constitution because they purposely did not want to only allow certain protections, which they considered protections of natural rights, that these are things that were given to you by God or part of the human condition.
Rights that you're endowed with by your creator.
Right. That was the protection. So that's kind of my first comment. The second going backwards.
The first thing that you mentioned was the fact that the people in this apartment building in Chicago
don't have rights
because somebody was allegedly involved with child porn.
Right, and I will just pause it because you sound like a man. You have convictions, but I would encourage a little deeper reading into what those purposes, the purposes behind these protections that lie in the Bill of Rights and lie in the Constitution are all about. They're not to reinforce the innocence of the innocent. They are there to protect those that are guilty or that may be guilty or those that have been accused. So if you say that everybody shouldn't, you know, worry because they're being forced to put their finger against the phone because they were in the neighborhood of someone who may have accessed child pornography, I gotta wholeheartedly disagree with you. Every single person, including that person that did that heinous act, has the same protections under the Constitution, and that's what you took an oath to uphold and defend, and I respect that. But
isn't there this whole thing of innocent until proven guilty?
There is, and that's why we do have the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment. These are all protections when we are accused of doing something wrong. But I don't condone the behavior whatsoever, but I have to respect that everybody is entitled to those same rights.
I get that, and I agree with you that everybody's entitled to rights, and maybe not have the whole building, but what I'm saying is if they narrow it down to this individual on this IP, on this phone, you know, identified by serial number, they should be made. I mean, if they have a warrant and they have reason to believe that he...
But that's not what happened.
No, but I think what he's saying is okay, I've got it narrowed down to an IP address, I've got it narrowed down to an individual, and I've got it narrowed down to a location.
Rarely
and
does
then
that happen.
That person, yeah, and then we go and get a warrant, then absolutely that person could be compelled, in my mind, to put the finger on the scanner.
And that's not what happened in this case. James, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Chris.
And We mentioned this article briefly at the top of the hour. The story out of the White House, where you probably heard that the White House told certain news agencies that they weren't welcome. Well, apparently a few other news agencies decided that they were going to boycott a White House press briefing. The story comes from The Hill. Time Magazine and the Associated Press refused to attend a press gaggle with White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on Friday, which several news outlets were blocked from attending. Spicer held a smaller question-and-answer session in his office in lieu of a traditional press briefing on Friday because President Trump spoke earlier in the day at the Conservative Political Action Conference, also called CPAC. But several high-profile news outlets were excluded from attending the gaggle, including The New York Times, The Hill, and Politico, among others that also included CNN. The AP and The Times were both permitted to attend, but refused to do so. While many mainstay news organizations were blocked from the Q&A, some conservative outlets were allowed in, including Breitbart and The Washington Times. Several major news organizations were let in to cover the gaggle, including ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, Reuters, Bloomberg, and McClatchy. The White House Correspondents Association criticized the White House's handling of the gaggle on Friday. Thoughts on this?
Well, I had a lot of thoughts because I got a message from a friend of mine who's a sometimes listener on here just going, you know, what do you think about this? It seems like there's a First Amendment issue here, and I think that I like to think somewhat longingly that at least when the federal government or state governments or local governments act, that they really should be obeying the Constitution. Call me silly. I recognize that. But are you infringing on the freedom of the press when you're doing this? And that was the first thought. The second thought was, is there a sort of a 14th Amendment issue here regarding equal protection? You know, are you choosing one over another and like that?
So let me sort of answer the 14th Amendment thing, because it seems to me that there's this thing called the White House Correspondents Association that somehow decides who is and is not allowed to cover certain White House stuff, probably. Right. So if they're picking and choosing, then could we wind up, we being Free Talk Live, could we send a representative, or could we find someone that lives in the D.C. area to be our representative to go to all of these White House events?
I think it's a perfect job for you.
Are they winding up coming up with other criteria of, oh, no, you have to have someone whose primary function it is to cover the White House?
Right. But is that a government organization or is that a private organization?
I don't know.
And there's a distinct difference there. You know what I mean?
There is, but if the White House only allows members of the White House Correspondents Association
right.
to come to White House briefings, just like there are some states to where in order to get a member of the media into certain areas of the state building,
sure,
there are certain criteria. So in Alabama, you have to have someone whose primary function it is to cover the goings-on of the legislative body.
Right. Those types of laws aren't unusual.
There's only like one or two newspapers in the entire state that have someone whose primary job it is
right.
to cover the legislature. So they're the only ones that are able to go into the press room at the Alabama State House.
Right.
So,
and that's a state law, or is that a...
It's a state law.
Okay, well, that's...
But still, there's the argument that they're not giving equal protection or equal representation of free press
right.
because they're picking and choosing which members of the media by setting, are actually media. This
is, right, by setting the bar so high that only a couple could meet it.
This is an interesting perspective. I usually, when I think free speech, I think, you know, you or I being able to come out, like publish a website or publish a newspaper, but this is taking a totally different angle on it.
Right, because the First Amendment also says freedom of
absolutely.
The press.
Absolutely. And they're inhibiting press, certainly.
Right, and I don't think anybody would argue. Now, you could argue whether or not you agree with the way CNN reports on things, but I don't think anybody's arguing that CNN is not the media.
Yeah, and this, in a way, sort of surprises me, because one of Trump's first things that he did, it doesn't, given how things have transpired. Do you believe it's only been just over a month? It seems like this has been going on for decades now. But one of Trump's first things he did was to invite very small media to attend some of the press briefings and things like that, which I kind of applauded him for doing that, organizations that would not normally get that type of access. But then with all the fake news stuff, no, this doesn't surprise me. But it disappoints.
Now, on a somewhat related note, and I get these emails all the time from Public Policy Polling, they asked people about various news outlets. Do you see this entity as credible or not credible? CBS, ABC, NBC, New York Times, CNN, and Fox all had positive credibility ratings, meaning that more people saw them as credible than not credible. And those going in order. CBS had a plus 25 credibility rating, meaning that 25% more people saw them as credible than not. ABC had a plus 22. NBC plus 21. New York Times plus 19. CNN, of those with a positive credibility rating, had the second lowest, with a plus 15, 52% of respondents saw them as credible, 37% not credible. Fox News, 46% of respondents view Fox News as credible, 40% not credible. And now for the entities that were seen as not credible by a vast number of people, The Daily Caller, InfoWars, and Breitbart. Only 6% of respondents viewed Daily Caller as credible, 7% viewed InfoWars as credible, and 12% viewed Breitbart as credible.
Public policy polling
said that all five of the outlets that Trump singled out for attack last week are seen as credible by a majority of the public. Out of the supposed Trump-friendly news outlets, only Fox News came out as credible.
So I was trying to find an article I'd read, and it gets really confusing as I Google for it. But the headline of the article was, Americans trust Trump more than mainstream media. So I go to search for this, and I see like five stories that say more Americans trust the mainstream media than Donald Trump, with a couple that say the reverse. You know what I mean?
So I'm glad you mentioned that, because Public Policy Polling also asked that question.
Cool.
Who do you think has more credibility, Donald Trump or New York Times, NBC, CNN, ABC, and CBS? Donald Trump lost to all of them by at least 10 percentage points.
Wow.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome, whether it be on the media, using your fingerprint to unlock phones, or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not yet been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. We're talking about the media and who has more credibility. Should media outlets be excluded from covering governmental functions such as White House press briefings, etc.? Chris, you had mentioned Thursday, Chris, had mentioned, and that's because it's Daryl, Chris, and Chris. Thursday, Chris, you mentioned that you saw a headline that said voters find Trump more credible than media.
Right.
And I've got numbers that say the complete opposite.
Right.
And, you know, that's the wonderful thing about statistics is that you can basically use them to prove whatever you want. And it's all in how you ask the questions. right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we don't get from these. Sometimes you get that in the story. They'll say, when asked this question. But at least my story doesn't have that.
That's one thing I like about public policy polling is you can actually look to see what the question was, the order that they asked the question.
Right, which has an impact.
And then they notate whether or not they randomized the answers or if they randomized a series of questions.
Well, that is very geeky and very cool, but I respect them for doing that and putting all that information out there instead of, you know, like fake news always does. See, I'm falling for it, too. You know, just put out the results to spin it whichever way they want to spin it.
So under Trump approval rating, 45% approve of Trump, 48% disapprove of Donald Trump, broken down by whom people voted for in the presidential election. 92% of Trump voters approve of Trump. I think that's probably the most shocking is that 8% of people that voted for Donald Trump don't approve of the guy.
I'm surprised that only 8% don't approve. I mean, it's been a crazy month.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. It just seems like this has been going on forever, and it's literally been a month and 4 days?
89% of Hillary voters do not approve of Donald Trump. 5% do approve. The remaining are not sure of whether they approve or not. Nearly 1 in 3 Gary Johnson voters approve of Donald Trump. And just under 1 in 5 Jill Stein voters approve of Donald Trump.
I don't think any real surprises with any of those. Do you find them surprising?
Nah, not really.
Yeah.
And then they do break down the thing where they ask people about, do you find CNN or Fox or Breitbart or InfoWars to be a credible news source? And the thing that I found interesting is that Gary Johnson voters were the largest segment that found InfoWars to be a credible news source with 12%.
That just boggles my mind.
It doesn't surprise me. I think
I didn't say it surprised me. I just said I thought it was interesting that they, you know, actually showed that.
No, I think libertarian or libertarian thinking folks or libertarian leaning or whatever are probably more interested in going out of the mainstream news to see what they can learn.
Yeah, but anybody who's watched InfoWars for 1 to 2 minutes, I mean...
Or it's tough, but tried to read
one of the articles from the site to where it links to something else on the site to prove that what they're claiming is true.
I mean, you know, I guess maybe if you take a step back and you look at it in perspective, you can say they're equally uncredible. There's something along those lines.
Right. But I would probably have to agree with that. Let's go to the phones. We've got Eric calling in from Delray Beach, Florida, listening to the LRN app. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening. I'm calling in. This topic is absolutely fascinating to me as an anarchist with Trump's, plan with the press, this sort of like shoot from the hip,
right?
Just wild west press fiasco that's going on. And you guys brought up so many important and at the same time, conflicting. Positives and negatives. I mean, yeah, there's absolutely some issues here about, freedom of speech, which obviously, even as an anarchist who, the Constitution is sort of like this fairy godmother that we have, I think, it's sort of like it's there, but, we hope to use it for our benefit, knowing full well that the government will violate it with studying and thinking about it.
Right. And I've been listening to the Game of Thrones audiobooks, the Song of Ice and Fire series.
Right.
And one of the recurring phrases that they use dealing with various parchments from the king, oh, you've got a paper shield.
Right. Right.
Yes.
It's a piece of paper that's supposed to shield you from some. It's a paper shield.
Right.
Swords go right through it.
Right.
And that's what the Constitution is. It's a paper shield that swords and bullets will go right through. And as Lysander Spooner said about 150 years ago, whether the Constitution be one thing or another, it has either authorized such tyranny as we have or been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it's unfit to exist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I do think it's worth always bringing up because, you know, when we look at the people that are kind of closest to a libertarian mindset, the ones that at least profess to be about smaller government and more freedom and keeping government out, they will still cling to the Constitution. And it's to me, it's speech that may get more people involved in taking the next step.
Right.
That's the only reason I keep bringing it up.
If I may.
Please.
And that's a very interesting point. And that Spooner quote, I first heard that, I believe I was 14 years old. So 1984, I'm 46 years old. I was a young punk rock kid. And Spooner struck me like punk rock did. You know, I mean, that is the foundation to me of my vision of anarchism. And yeah, it's like this. It's really difficult because, you know, we look at the advancement of civilization since the Enlightenment. Okay, so we've got the Magna Carta. Okay, and over the next couple hundred years, the introduction of the concepts of natural rights, and then into classical liberal thought, which led up, you know, intellectually led up to the French Revolution and then the American Revolution. So we've got the Tocqueville, we've got Bastiat, you know, those sort of fellows over there, who were so influential on us. And then the American Revolution, and for all of its flaws, which Spooner, you know, calls out so well, I mean, that's the peak of human freedom until the vision that Spooner and the original anarchist had, which obviously never came true, but
until the next day.
Eric, hold that thought. I think you have more there. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay. Here's the number, 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
Chris.
And Chris.
And so far, we've not been that confused about which Chris I'm talking to.
Piece of cake.
Easy.
Hold on. There's cake? What kind of cake?
Chris brought the cake.
No, Chris, no, you didn't.
Exactly. No. Now I'm just trying to mess with him.
And I'm also not going to eat cake because I'm being a good boy. I'm trying to drop about another 20 pounds.
You're wasting away to nothing already.
No, I've actually, I'm about 20 pounds heavier right now than I was a year ago. So I'm trying to get back down to about 175, so no cake for a while.
Okay.
Let's go back to the phones. We had Eric call in. And I think he was in the midst of making a point about the connections between some of the French philosophers and some of the American philosophers from around the time of the American Revolution and a little bit after. You mentioned Bastiat, who in the late 1840s wrote a book called The Law, which was probably one of the first actual pieces of what I would consider to be libertarian philosophy that I ever read.
Mm-hmm.
So continue Absolutely. With your thoughts, Eric.
Okay, so what I see here is, you know, and this is, I'm going to try to draw this all together into what's going on with Trump right now. And I will state outright that I am completely anti-Trump. Okay. However, I am fascinated by this, what's going on with the press. And what I'm getting at there with you know the French and then the influence on the Americans, the creation of the classical liberal United States based upon the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You know, as anarchists, voluntarists, libertarians, you know, it's such a you know it's like a whack-a-mole thing. Whether Jesus. You know, do I cite the Constitution or do I acknowledge that it's something that can be violated by the state all the time? And looking, you know, as we go forward, you know, from the American Revolution, we hit this point around the late 1800s where you have this what I consider the death of classical liberalism. Okay,
the beginnings of the progressive era.
I'm sorry?
I was going to say the beginnings of the progressive era. That was the late
1800s. In the Republican Party, if I remember correctly.
Yep, Theodore Roosevelt. Yep, absolutely. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay, so and that coincided with the London School of Economics and this you know, this fellow called Keynes and his colleagues, okay? So that all kind of gets exported. We have now, instead of just the French influence on American, this experiment in democracy, this republic, we get all this English stuff coming over here. And part of that was, you know, fueled by the Industrial Revolution, the vast natural resource of the United States. And one of the major things about the United States was its press, okay, which was looked upon, you know, by the monarchies and despots of old Europe with absolute horror.
Right. But, how could you possibly let them say what they think?
Correct. But if we really look at it, okay, you know, it, as we are now here in 2017, we see the beginnings of yellow journalism, okay, of this post-industrial revolution where we have the rise of robber barons, we have the, you know, the magical year of 1913 where suddenly we have income tax and we have, you know, all the Federal Reserve, all these violations. And I really think that at that point, yellow journalism really kicked into high gear. And I think it has continued through. Yellow journalism was the term was coined by Edmund Burke, and we see a history of actual barons within the media. Okay, and we look
right.
at Pulitzer versus Hearst. We see these families controlling the journalism and journalism turning into a bread circus here in the United States.
And I think you're really on to something with that, because I've always seen the rise of progressivism as the beginning of, I agree with you completely. It was beginning to put the nails into classical liberalism that we had experienced up to that point. So along comes progressivism, and with progressivism, ironically built on the fruit that classical liberalism brought, which was great wealth to a great many people. Now you did have these people that were absolutely willing to sort of give up their own reputations to become tools of the state. And again, the Hearst and all the other big media families. And then we had the expansion of media itself. Radio was a revolution, and newspapers no longer were just read, you know, because of the telegraph. Now newspapers could become nationwide. So I definitely agree with
news
you.
News could spread faster instead of having to wait on, you know, a pony to
exactly.
go from one place to another. Eric, thank you for the call.
I think it's a really interesting point, though. I just look back at the progressive era and think that is, without a doubt, the lowest point in America's history.
Yeah,
and we're still suffering. We suffer every day of decisions that were made in the late 1800s and the early 1900s.
And one thing that never really dawned on me before was the timeline of when the progressive era happened was almost immediately after the invention into or the implementation in the United States of the so-called Australian ballot, to where political groups could no longer make up their own ballots and distribute to potential voters to go cast on election day, to where the governments started printing and controlling who is allowed on the ballot.
Interesting.
That was the late 1880s,
yeah,
when the Australian ballot was brought to the United States. The progressive era is said to have begun in the 1890s.
But that, yeah, and that what the progressive era was all about was centralized government, bigger government.
Right.
We know better than you what you need.
What better way to get centralized government than to have governments control who you're allowed to vote for?
Exactly, and it is a horrible period in American history. I encourage everyone to look into it, study it. Judge Andrew Napolitano wrote a great book called Theodore and Woodrow, and it is breaking down the presidencies of a Republican and a Democrat who were both very much progressives, and you can really begin to see how we ended up where we did with FDR and the socialism that came, you know, that's still going on today.
And let's go back to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so right now, City of Santa Fe, they're working to pass that sugar tax. And I feel that, you know, we need to, I mean, New Mexico, the whole state needs to pass that sugar tax. Because, you know, I would love to, you know, put those dialysis clinic centers, I would like to put them out of business. Because, you know what, we could afford to lose those jobs. You know, I don't want those jobs created. I want those jobs to be gone.
What about the people that really do need dialysis?
Well, the thing about it is that if you have kidney failure from diabetes, that's why they have a dialysis clinic.
Right.
That's the reason why they have those.
You would say that those people should just no longer get dialysis and die?
No, that's not what I'm saying, is that when people consume less sugar, we would have less diabetes, therefore less kidney failures.
That's a theory, but there are two different types of diabetes. There's one that is genetic that you're born with, and then the other one is from consuming too much sugar. And your body does not distinguish between sugar from an apple and sugar from a 24-ounce cola.
You know what? I think that's a complete lie, because I'm hearing different things about it. See, the natural sugars, like from corn or peaches or yam, fructose, our bodies can't handle it without going into shock. Now, the unnatural sugars, it makes our pancreas, the insulin cells go berserk, it cannot handle it. So that's the misinformation that you're putting out.
Completely fake news, Sarah. Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number three coming up just around the corner. This is Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.